This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning from a waterlogged Cape Cod and the lobster trap and roadshow number 2. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here. Bright and early in the middle of a nor'easter and the power out and right. And everybody is here bright and early this morning. So thank you, guys. And we got a lot to do this morning. How is everybody? Everybody surprised?
I'm good. I have goosebumps. I was looking outside. The line was crazy. Oh. People just waiting in the rain. Oh. The weather's terrible and so many nice people.
Oh.
It's really cool.
Empath. You're the empath.
No, I am. I am.
Yes.
I wanted to say everybody could come inside. Come on.
Oh, come on.
Go to Greg's room. I'm driving down yesterday. I was like, there's no one. There was one time I left work in a blizzard and I legitimately feared for my life.
Yeah.
This one was almost as scary because it was like hydroplane and then the windshield wipers couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
And then you're getting blown. We're on the Bourne Bridge and it's like waving the car over here. It was wild.
And the lightning. It felt like the lightning was right on top of us. Johnny Egan, the best person in the world, kept saying to me, Courtney, don't worry. The tires will protect you. I said, Johnny, I know.
We had a great night last night at the Trading Post and until the lights went out. But Shime, how many slices did you put down?
Only got to 4.
Oh,
wow, that's it.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
I didn't get it. I barely
way
got
out
half
the
pie.
Two losses in a week.
Oh. Yeah. The only time Shime's put out a low score all week.
You know what? I'm fine with that low score. It was good. No, the pizza was delicious.
So good.
I got a slice of the buffalo chicken, which was dynamite. Then I had a couple slices of cheese.
What would you grade it?
On a scale of...
I'd give it an A, B, C, D, E, F.
I would go... A minus.
A minus.
Really, really, for a good bar pie, especially with that laced crust. Woo!
You should have done the peppers and onion. Greg was spot on about that one yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was so good. I wish that I had tried one without laced crust just to, see the difference.
No. You have to go laced when you're ordering bar pizza.
And we did. It was delicious.
Yeah. Right. And that's that makes a little crust on the outside. Yeah that's really good.
Yeah, they put the sauce over the crust.
Okay.
And then it bakes. And crisps right up.
Yeah.
So that's the
pizza was really good. Yeah. And you know what was crazy is the place is jam-packed, yeah. Like, yeah. You know?
It was. Yeah. It was great. Thanks to everybody who came out last night. We really appreciate it. It was awesome. Lights went out, and Wiggy stayed till the lights came back on, I think.
they came back on quickly, and then
Did you stay for the whole game last
night? No, just for a little bit, had a drink, and then, you know, the OKC is blowing doors on Minnesota, so
they are. That's a good basketball team. I hate going, you know, what if the Celtics made it, but that would have been a good series.
Yeah.
Celtics and Thunder.
And I looked at it like this, and I think I remember talking to my son about it, or just talking to some people about it. I had said whoever won the OKC Denver series, I felt like was going to be able to win the championship, because I think they'll beat the Pacers or the Knicks, whoever they are. And now we know it's OKC. I think OKC is going to win the championship, whoever they play in the finals.
Yeah, I am the Pacers versus the Thunder is the anti-NBA fixed NBA final. Because that will be the lowest rated NBA finals in like 20 years. But
yeah.
I have to just – one quick story about last night, if I may.
Yeah.
But the highlight of my night. So we pull in. And it's jammed, absolutely packed. And there's like this, you could sort of sneak into the spot that was right next to a walkway that went into the trading post. So I pull in, and of course I'm being yelled at that this isn't a real parking spot, like we're going to get towed. I'm like, we're not going to get towed.
Yeah.
But so I roll my window down, I'm just looking around, and this gentleman comes walking out, and he's like, how you doing? I'm like, oh, good, how are you? He's like, there's people staying for some VIPs. I'm out of here. And I was like, good move, dude. Stink.
That's what you're saying. Like, we upset the regulars.
We were angering the locals, but it was a fun night. I thought the pizza was great. Nachos, I mean, the anti-Keene, New Hampshire experience.
That's good.
At the Trading Post. Excellent. Cheese on all layers.
Wow.
Perfectly cooked. Great food all around.
Yeah. No, it's a good spot.
It's also cool to see, like, the Harris family, who I went to high school with, Krista, like, they show up last night. The Stanton family, where I know Joe, like, they were there last night. It's so cool when you've got families of people that you haven't seen in a long time, or people that you know their son or daughter and you've never met the parents. Like, the people show out, and it's so cool every single time. I pinch myself every night.
Well, it's whether the weather is going to cooperate or not. It is the start of Memorial Day weekend, and we are on the Cape, and we are at Bourne and at the Lobster Trap all morning long. And so I hope you will make your way over here if you are around. And you might as well, Curtis, give us, if you can, any hope for the weekend at all when it comes to the weather.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty crummy today and tomorrow. Sunday is going to be in the mid-60s, and then Monday is going to be sunny in 60 to 70.
Okay.
So Monday's the best pick.
Well, yeah.
But it's right now in the city of Boston, it feels like 39 degrees, which is – it's Memorial Day weekend.
Is it going to rain tonight?
Off and on, nothing like we just
experienced. Okay, because I think I'm going to the Sox game, so I don't know. Can you bring an umbrella into the Red Sox game or no?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
You're going to block people behind you.
Wiggy found the hookup, man. He hasn't left.
You know what's crazy?
Sneak into the box. You'll be fine.
Yeah. No. What's crazy is basketball is my number one sport to watch in person. Baseball, in my opinion, is second on the list. When you're
said nobody under 60.
No,
ever,
I'm
ever.
Telling you,
nobody under 60 has ever made that statement.
Wait, what was number one?
Basketball for me.
You think in-person hockey is worse than in-person baseball?
No. I would prefer to watch in-person baseball than hockey.
No way.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
I'm telling you, because the thing about baseball is like you get to see like all. The like situational things, you really get to see how fast the pitch is throwing the ball, how hard it's being. Like, there's so much stuff going on, and like when you're at the baseball game and you're kind of able to see it, and you know, of course, I got good seats, so that helps out the same way at the Celtics game.
Yeah. If I had to rank in order, I would rank hockey number one. My issue with football is that you miss a lot of it because of what's going on around you. When you're at Gillette, like you always end up talking to people.
What, NFL in person is not
right.
But to me, I would say college football in person is number one.
But I feel that way about baseball, how you feel about football. Like, I feel like when I'm at Fenway, I'm so lost in everything else that's going on around me. That might be a me issue.
Well, I just need I need the replay more in football than I do in any other sport.
When I used to go to Pats games, I would spend half the time calling friends that weren't there to ask what they're saying about a certain play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ardo.
I kept score. Yes,
but even the view in football, like even the view is when you're at a game, like even if you have good seats, it's still like, oh, it's just a better experience on television. Yep. When you're at a baseball game, the view and being in good seats, whether it's those seats that are right behind home plate or we were on the first baseline, it feels like you get to see everything. Like, you get to see every little thing. Hockey, I like hockey. Don't get me wrong, Greg. But I just think that, like, the thing I like about hockey in person is you really get to see how fast the speed of the game is.
And also how hard they hit. Like, to me.
And sometimes, it's hard to keep up with because it's
I never have that problem.
Oh, you know?
No.
Yeah.
They should bring back the highlighted puck in person. They did
for Wiggy, yeah.
But you need, the thing about hockey, though, you need to have good seats. Not like behind the net. You got to be on the side, because if you're behind the net, it's hard to see all the action that's away from you on the other end of the ice.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting center ice, then it's really a great look for you. And I think that's for me, I basketball first. I love baseball, and then I would go hockey.
Well, Red Sox will probably let you know at around 6:48 whether that game is on tonight or not. So
I mean, I don't leave till 6:40 anyways.
Don't worry about it. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning, and it is roadshow number 2 from the Lobster Trap. Our leads coming up in about 15 minutes or so, and then they set it after that. And that is a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday in sports. We will definitely discuss what Jaden McDaniels said about getting a little pushy last night. Wiggy, that's going to be a chippy series.
Yeah, it might be, but it looks like OKC is going to maybe a gentleman sweep. They might even be able to sweep them, because last night, Julius Randle didn't do anything. I know Anthony Edwards finally had a good game, but OKC is just tough, man. They are tough.
All right. Well, they said it coming up. Curtis, we have show trivia at some point this morning.
Ready to go.
We have some limited edition, 2 versions of the limited edition Greg Hill Show Roadshow trucker hats. I should point out that there's merch here. Ashley, the amazing Ashley from the foundation, was there last night. Moving some merch, and she has limited edition Roadshow shirts and a couple colors on those and a bunch of stuff. And you can, if you make your way over here this morning, then you can take advantage of that. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. Rob Ninkovich will be here at 8:20, and we will talk Patriots and Tush Push and all that stuff.
Drake May hitch.
The hitch. With Rob Ninkovich, and then Slain is going to be here at 9.
Can't wait for that. Yes. I got so many questions about so many things about hip-hop music.
The Town.
The new movie that he's in is just like...
Sneaky great part of The Town is when they're at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, the John Hamm character is with the love interest who was the one that was kidnapped.
Yes.
And... you know, her attorney is leaving, and they were intentionally ambiguous about the location of Ben Affleck,
Ben Affleck. Yeah.
And so then they go, the lawyer's leaving, and somebody had given John Hamm on his car, "Go F yourself."
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, this is for you."
He was also, Slane was in The Joker. Which
Pac, I think, the second one, right?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Pac they do.
I think even Shyam avoided that.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Here's the thing. I love Lady Gaga. I love a good musical. I hate an affront to Batman.
Yeah.
So I was out.
Yeah. Well, you'll get to tell him that his acting was an affront to...
it's not his acting.
It's just the idea of the movie.
To nerds everywhere.
It's not his acting. It's whoever... the person that decided to come up with that stupid ass script about making like the Joker a musical.
I didn't even really like the first Joker.
Yeah, the first one was okay.
I thought the first one was pretty good.
The first one was fine, but like
the second one was not dumb.
It's also not the Joker. Like, just name it something else.
It starts off
Joker
as a cartoon.
Isn't real, so they can create any character for it.
Yeah, but the Curtis, just because
it's not
a
like
fictional character,
a bad
doesn't
Boston
mean
accent.
It has a
origin story.
Yes, thank you. It has the Joker has an origin story. Yeah. Without Batman.
Well, depending on which Batman you follow, though, because aren't there multiple origin stories?
Yes,
so
there are.
It's confusing.
But there is no scenario in which there is a Joker without a Batman. Mm-hmm. It just the whole point of it is like a neurological feud within Bruce Wayne between the Joker and Batman.
All right, let's all agree. You're right. Okay.
He's not really right.
I did. I did a neuropsych paper on this in college.
In one of the scenarios,
yes, I did.
You did?
Oh yeah.
A neuropsych paper on Batman and the Joker?
Yes, 100%.
Really?
Batman needs the Joker as much as the Joker needs Batman. That's why they're two halves of the same coin. Yeah.
In one of the versions, doesn't a Joker follower or kill Bruce Wayne's dad? Shoots him?
Again, spoiler alert.
I think you're thinking, so Batman Beyond.
Okay.
But that's the original Batman already existed in that world. So it's just past the timeline.
Okay. Yeah, the Batman is always
Bruce Wayne becomes the mentor.
Can we get to sports, please?
Please.
What is Batman?
I could talk Batman all day long with
you,
Sean.
If you ever had to filibuster for just like 4, 5, 6 hours straight, what could you talk about? I could do Batman.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean,
Batman and Pokemon.
Exactly.
All right. It's Memorial Day weekend. We got a great crowd here this morning. Thank you all for being here to kick the weekend off with us at the Lobster Trap. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox game was rained out yesterday, so today we've got a doubleheader. 1:35 first pitch for game numero uno. The second game is at 7:10. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network for both games.
That is, in my opinion, the best tandem.
Yes.
Will and Will.
Agree.
On the radio, if I may say so. No offense to anybody else. I don't know if Ken is here, but what?
He can't say.
I can't hear what
you said. I like Lou.
Lou's awesome.
Yeah, but we don't get Lou for as many games as we used to get.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I mean, Lou is
he's big time now.
Ken, what's Will Middlebrook's origin story?
Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Afternoons will be on in between games, and then Arcan has the second pregame at 6:10. Jack, I can see you in here, and you're screwing around with the writing. Just leave it be. In the NBA, the Thunder go up 2 games on the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. 118-103, the final. SGA led the guys with 38 points. Game 2 of the East is tonight in New York. Tip is at 8. While in the NHL, Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers shut out the Hurricanes 5-0 to go up 2 games in their series.
You know how you say, like, it's December 22nd? You're like, holy cow, Christmas snuck up on me?
Yeah.
Life sneaks up on Jackson. Like, everything is like, oh. trending.
Jackson, what were you doing? You were in.
I was doing nothing, actually. I did not touch a thing. I don't know what
It got
happened.
All highlighted. Pink.
That's
which is your
bizarre.
Color.
I mean, I was looking at it. I follow along with the trending sheet, just in case
which
she needs
good.
Audio, but I didn't touch
which
anything.
Is good. Okay.
I promise.
Jackson, the rule for you is the same rule that Curtis gives James, and that is don't touch anything.
I agree. I don't want to mess anything up.
Don't touch anything important.
You could see it getting all highlighted.
I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah. Well, that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending.
All right. We will be back at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, Roadshow number 2. With our leads and roadshows this season and today, brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England, by Harbor One Bank. When it comes to business, they know business like nobody's business. By Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix. And by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. And this show today is brought to you locally by Shepley Wood Products, by Nauset Disposal, by Copeland Chevrolet Subaru and by the Cape Cod Regional Transit Authority. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Back. So when we lost power last night at the trading post, and I got to give it to everybody. They hung around for a good 45 minutes or an hour or so afterwards. So, I mean, you can eat pizza in the dark. You really don't need the lights.
Nobody sees the tomato sauce on your face.
That's right. We're at the Lobster Trap here in Bourne. And it is roadshow number 2. Whole bunch of Cape Codders up early. Thanks, you guys, for being here this morning. Thanks for being there last night. Had an awesome turnout last night at the Trading Post, and it was great to see everybody last night.
And Neil is back, which is very important to me. Yep, he wasn't in Springfield. I was very nervous, but yep. Neil is back. So
Neil has been to, I think, every roadshow since we started 4 years ago, and so great to see everybody. Sensei, the official courtroom artist of the Greg Hill Show, is here. Painting away over there.
Yes.
So I guess Sensei is working on, Ken told me Sensei is doing a Celtic City themed painting this morning. It'll be done by mid-show or whatever. And then, as we always do at road shows, we will auction that off for the Greg Hill Foundation. So if you make it over here, then you will be able to check that out. And if you're not able to make it, you can watch the show this morning on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And you can go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, if you are in the market for a diamond. Not only will they sell you the diamond, diamond that you want for the lowest price, but they'll teach you all about diamonds as well at Springer's. So, and you can, if you're not able to listen to this show on the radio this morning or any morning, you can stream it at WEEI.com. You can download the Odyssey app and listen on the app from wherever you happen to be, whenever you want. You can also, on the Odyssey app, leave a Hill Note, a voice note on any topic, and we will play the best Hill Notes back at about 9:20 on this morning's show. So we got a lot to get to before 10, and then Wiggy is, Mr. Baseball, is going to head up and catch a doubleheader. They're playing two today. You're gonna go to both?
No. I'm only going to tonight's game.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Your sudden fascination with baseball is interesting.
My kids love it. My two boys love baseball.
Okay. It's interesting to me. You must have been paid off.
No.
He's certainly not paying for the tickets.
No, I don't pay for the tickets. Shout out Boss Man, wherever he is.
That's not Ken.
Yeah. Shout out Boss Man, big boss, wherever he is. I don't pay for the tickets. Yeah. But if I had the opportunity or had that type of bread, I would probably buy season tickets like right on the first baseline.
You would?
In that little lot, because I was sitting in the field box. Have you ever sat there before?
Yeah.
It is like really, I'm telling you, see the game from a different light. And when you watch baseball in person, it just seems like it goes by quicker. It's more engaging versus when it's on TV at the house. It's just kind of like there in the background.
And I know you get Sweet Caroline, which you love. So
no, I hate that song. I wish they'd get rid of it. I hate Sweet Caroline.
So good.
I hate that song and Josie that they play at the Patriots. Time for some new stuff.
What?
You hate the outfield? Nobody hates the outfield.
I like the song. It's not like I don't like the song, but it's like
sick of it?
Yeah, let's get a new song at the Patriots game. Yeah.
All right, we have a lot to get to, including our leads, so let's get to those right now, Jackson.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Amateur mistake on that one.
You know what? It's funny because you told me to set up the songs ahead of time.
Did you have to dump out of the whole song?
No, just that part. Just 10 seconds.
I
set up the songs ahead of time, and I listened for the first 20 seconds of each one.
Don't make excuses. I told you.
Pound the problem.
I told you
that would have not.
No, I didn't listen all the way. I listened to the first like 20 seconds.
Well, don't you know the song?
Yeah, I do, but I never remembered hearing a swear in that. I haven't heard it in like 20 years.
Cheat code, Jack. Just Google the lyrics.
Good idea.
You can scan through and see.
Sorry about that.
Nothing is as jarring at 6:30 a.m. as a loud F-bomb on the Cape.
You got that?
On the Cape.
You want to know why I go to Costco? You never hear F-bombs.
Gosh, I see Boss Man Laird. He's on his phone already.
No, sending angry text messages.
Nah, he knows
notorious for the song. For letting something slip,
Jackson.
Yeah, it's happened in the past.
Because he just willy nilly throws it out there. The zero prep involved.
Oh, there was very. I mean, like you talked about Outkast yesterday. So, I mean, Outkast Everlast.
Everlast. So I knew. Yes,
Outkast is
that
great.
That was Eric Everlast Schrody, and Everlast and our 9 o'clock guest this morning, Slane, worked together a lot. So I understand why you did that. Certainly appreciate that.
And speaking of mistakes, can I just bring it back to the trending sheet real quick? That was not me. Mitchell Rooney stepped up and admitted fault.
Yes. Oh. No, I'm sorry, Jackson. I thought that it was just me and you in there. Mitch was in there. Mitch took blame. My apologies.
All right. Well, Mitch can do no wrong. Round of applause for Mitch, our vice president.
The best. The
man. Vice president of Twitch services, the man in black.
The nicest, sweetest man.
Does a phenomenal job with this show visually every single day. And deserves a lot of credit for that. All right. Leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England, and you can find your local authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Shime, good morning. Isn't it nice to have Shime here in person, everybody?
Yeah.
It's nice to be here.
Awful week for him. Horrible week for him, but he's here.
It's like the cherry on top.
Yeah. You were presented with a very nice trophy last night.
I was at
the Trading Post, and I'd like to thank the Fraternal Order of Police here in Massachusetts for bringing Shime a shortest drive trophy last night. 4 inches, I believe, was the measurement on that baby.
No, 4 yards.
Oh, okay.
4 yards.
Okay.
Give me some credit.
All right.
A little bit longer.
So, well done, and your lead this morning.
Yes, good morning. So, one of the things this week that people have been a little apprehensive about was the Drake May 4 interceptions. Mm. I'm here to tell you, not a big deal. Don't worry about it. And the reason why is because one of the reasons Drake is throwing those interceptions is because he's building a rapport with young rookie receiver Kyle Williams. And Kyle Williams is going to be awesome. He's the third-round receiver they got in the draft this year. He is electric. He is going to have a lot of opportunity, and May is already showing the trust in him to give him those 50-50 balls down the field. Now, the thing with 50-50 balls is sometimes it doesn't go your way, and Christian Gonzalez, an all-pro type cornerback, is going to pick it off every once in a while. That's going to happen. But the more important thing is that Kyle Williams is there and that Drake May feels comfortable enough to take those deep shots already with him. That's in Drake May's DNA. It's one of the things I was kind of bummed about not seeing last year is not enough of that gunslinger mentality. I just want to rip it down the field. You didn't really have a receiver that could go do that. Now you do. I think Kyle Williams could have a massive, massive impact. It's one of the reasons I loved this draft. Travion Henderson at running back, Kyle Williams at receiver. This is going to be a really, really prime spot for Drake to kind of just let loose. It's going to be, look, there's going to be some interceptions you're going to scratch your head about. Mm. That's going to happen. It is very Brett Favre-esque. That's how I would phrase it to anybody. He could go for 450 and 4 touchdowns on Monday Night Football, or he could throw 3 interceptions in a game. Like, that is totally feasible. I admit that. There's going to be some peaks and valleys, but I think for the most part, especially this year, with the way the schedule is lined up, I think you're going to see a lot more peaks. So I'm very excited for the New England Patriots.
Speaking of running backs, as you were, what is going on with Ramondre Stevenson? Is he like dealing with a family issue or something?
His father passed away.
Okay, yeah. And is he coming back?
He came back, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, yep. He's back. Okay, good.
He is now back, yes.
All right, correct. Okay, good. All right, Chime, thank you very much.
Curtis,
good morning.
Good morning. Political, but not political. Kelly Ayotte, who replaced our governor, Governor Sununu in the great state of New Hampshire, has proposed a bell-to-bell phone ban in all New Hampshire public schools, which means when you arrive, the phone goes away. When the bell of the day ends, you get your phone back.
All right.
Very, very simple.
I like it.
And I would also say that there should be something, I don't know, I'm not technologically sound, but you know how if you have an old phone, there are certain homes where there's women who have been abused or people that can't afford a phone would have a phone just for the opportunity to call 911 in the event of an emergency.
Yeah.
Have your phone set to something, so if, God forbid, something happened in your school, you can call out. But my generation is very fortunate because social media arrived when I was in college. So all the years I was a total, I made up for it, believe me, Google it. But I made a total ass of myself before social media.
Yeah.
And God only knows, like, my friends and I were talking about the things we did, dumb, stupid things that kids do in high school.
Yeah.
And they're idiots. And I was the biggest. What the phone does is it precludes person-to-person connection. Every generation, I know I sound like I'm 80, beneath me, it's like they all walk like they're the walking dead staring at the ground. That has to change. And when you're at school, it's not, because if I had my phone today in high school during physics class, I'd be watching Brady highlights the whole time.
Right, right.
Like, yeah. You're not going to be sitting there watching the teacher, and the kids will always be one step ahead of the parents in the next generation.
The only issue
I love
with
it,
that,
Curtis.
I'm with Curtis as well, but they're all on iPads now anyway. Like, all these schools, they get laptops or they get iPads. They don't even get textbooks anymore, so they're going to be able to watch, you know, the YouTubes, the Brady highlights, whatever on that. I'm with you, though, when it comes to bell to bell. I think that there should be some type of lock situation. I don't think that the phone should be taken away in case of emergency, but they should be put into a bag or something so that they can't use it.
And
however they do it.
Be honest. Mm-hmm. If you had to, how long could you go without your phone?
A long time.
No,
really?
You could not.
Yes, I could.
You are posting every 5 seconds.
I'm really not. That's a fraudulent take. But I understand what you're doing here. I will say, if you asked any of my friends, I am the person, my phone is usually in my bag when I'm at dinner.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll maybe take a photo of the food and put it away.
Food eats first?
Yes.
Yep. Phone eats first?
I am not the person that's sitting there. I think it's extremely rude when you're at dinner with somebody and they're on their phone the entire time, or if you're hanging out with somebody and they're on their phone the entire time.
Could you go a full day without it?
Yeah.
If you could.
I could.
Wow.
Yeah.
This sounds like a
show bet.
You
wouldn't be able to
tell your mom. We should all see how long.
I don't think I could go without
it. No, I could.
For a full day.
Yeah, I actually
could go 2 hours.
I think that sometimes when I'm at dinner, my parents are worse than I am. If I'm at dinner with you, sometimes I look over and you're worse than I am.
Yeah. No, because you have it in front of you. So yeah. I think what Kelly Ayotte wants to do in New Hampshire is great. I think. Do you guys agree? Does everybody feel like that's
I love it. Yeah. Good lead, Curtis.
I think the argument from parents, whenever we've had this discussion, the argument from parents is they want to be able to get in touch with their kids if something bad happens.
And so, you know what? Somehow, when I was 6 at Chickering School in Dover, they call the principal, and they say, Christopher, you have to go to the main office.
Well, but their argument would be that there weren't, in your time and my time, there weren't really school shootings. There were, there was...
Right, but now people use their phones to sext with their teachers.
Right. Yeah.
But they could do that off hours.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about. Well, at least make it different, more difficult when you're not at school.
Yeah. And the thing that I said, Greg, and I've always said this, if you want to put the parents at ease... Do what, there are some schools that do out there. When I went to school, you had metal detectors and you had police officers in school.
Yeah.
So then parents would have, they would have at least this peace of mind that it would be very difficult for somebody to bring a weapon into school and, do some damage. So
All right.
Should do that.
Great lead, Curtis.
Thanks.
All right.
Good job.
We are at the Lobster Trap in beautiful Bourne, Massachusetts, on the Cape, and kicking off Memorial Day weekend with a roadshow. It is roadshow number 2. Next week, 1 week from today, we will be in Newport, and we will be at the Lobster Bar. So we're going – it's only lobster-themed restaurant. This part of the roadshow, but we'll be down in Newport the night before, and we'll be at the Landing, so can't wait to see all of you Rhode Island people next week. But this morning on the Cape, all morning long, and we will be right back with the rest of today's leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Roadshow number two from the Lobster Trap in Bourne is brought to you locally by Shepley Wood Products, by Nauset Disposal, by Copeland Chevrolet Subaru, and by the Cape Cod Regional Transit Authority. And it is awesome to be here despite the weather. And you know what? Can't do anything about it, Curtis. It is not going to be the greatest Memorial Day weekend, but maybe that means that we'll put up with this, and then the rest of the summer, it will be beautiful.
Yeah, I would have been more on top of this, but Trump cut the National Weather Service funding, we've been really struggling.
Yeah.
So.
You didn't predict the massive power outages and the tree limbs falling everywhere. You missed a little bit on that yesterday.
I have to say, though, but Shime's winning. Electric car, 16 degrees below average today.
Good job. Thank you. Right,
there you go.
There you go, Shime.
Not all hero over Cape.
Yeah. Amen. We have Shime with us at a roadshow. I think, yes, give him a round of applause. He needs it.
I do need it.
It's been an awful week for him.
Tough one.
He's still bruised from the match. Is this the only roadshow that you're going to be going to?
As of right now, I believe so. But you never know. Might sneak into one. I'll definitely be at another pregame or two.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately, the F-bomb from Everlast may have ensured that you're going to be you're going to be back producing going forward.
That's fine. I
think. Well, at least we know he can produce. He can't play golf, so we know that.
Fair point.
Yeah. They were looking for Shime yesterday. A lot of people. Where's Shime?
I don't understand. Your over under on bar pie slices was 16.5.
Yeah, right? I even bumped it up.
Like going into last night at the Trading Post, and then you only did 4.
Yeah,
Was it the power outage that killed you?
Well, that's
cap. He ate more than 4 slices.
Did you see him?
I saw more than 4 slices.
Wiki, you weren't even close to me for 90% of the night.
You were sitting next to Courtney. You were sitting over there.
Great photo of you two, by the way.
Yeah. And I was sitting next to Johnny Egan.
Bro, there wasn't even pizza when I got there.
There wasn't.
There was pizza.
Courtney can verify.
I'm telling you, I asked him at one point because his mouth was empty for a bit. Yep. And I said, how many have you had? He said, 2. I knew this
Eamon was there, too.
No, I knew this was going to happen because too many people were coming at Shime for his weight. And I said, now he's not going to eat the proper amount. And they shouldn't come at you for your weight because you look great and you've lost a lot.
I think, I forget who it was last night, but they even came up to me and they go, I expected you to be so much shorter.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, I don't know where this short food comes from.
Yeah. So you only ate 4.
Yes.
4.
Yep, 3 4. Cheese, 1 buffalo chicken.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm right.
That's the same amount as I ate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so in part it was because of the power outage, but also I was, chatting with the people. So
we were there hard for to chat 2.5 hours before the power went out. Pizzas were all over the place.
I was only there for about an hour and 15.
He also said he needed a drink to wash down, so that was an issue.
Yep.
But
All right.
Yeah.
There was also a lot of Pokemon trading cards happening. I saw.
I did
you guys
a pack
were like,
battle.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. Can we? Can we
appreciate
stop?
Everyone.
Can we stop that? Like, yeah. I there were some Pokemon people who showed up.
To
literally trade cards with Shine.
No, there was no trading.
And when I say people, one of them was like a grown man over 45 who showed up with cards.
Yeah. So one person had me sign an Eevee card for them.
Uh-huh.
Another person gave me cards and said, "Quote: I took these from my daughter's room. I hope they're any good." And then I pack battled with another gentleman. It was
favorite listener, Dalen, was there last night, and so she was rolling her eyes. Dalen's like 12. She's like, "Look at those losers."
Well, Dalen's far cooler than Shine will ever be.
And that's fine.
But I have to say, I feel like old men with Pokemons. It's like a weird way to connect with young people, if you know what I mean.
No, it's shady
AF.
A lot of us did it as kids, and it just kind of stuck around.
That's right. I did a lot of things as a kid. I loved riding my bike.
Right.
Yeah, I mock bike lane.
You loved baseball. You still love baseball. Some things carry over.
I loved baseball. Now it's my job to watch.
All right. We have leads left this morning from the Lobster Trap. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. A quick homer lead for me this morning because BC Birdball is competing in the ACC quarterfinals this evening. First pitch is at 7 p.m. And it's been upset city for them because they are the 14 seed in the ACC postseason. And it was pretty sweet because they took down Notre Dame first and foremost, who was the 11 seed. And then on Wednesday, they took down Virginia, who was the 6 seed. So tonight, it's against number 3 seeded North Carolina.
Ooh, beat Bill.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Chapel Bill. And so I'm praying, hoping that Bird Ball gets a win tonight and continues on to keep their
Bird Ball
alive.
And a quick BC note of non-major sports, the women's lacrosse team. Mago mentioned it yesterday. There's, I guess, another match with, like, James. I don't know who the other teams are. But BC is back in the Final Four of women's lacrosse at Gillette Stadium.
Go Acacia. Right. She's the best coach.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right. Awesome. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So I'm going to jump into the world of college football because yesterday the college football has changed the seeding for what's moving forward with the playoff system. You know how we have the 12 teams, and now the seeding is going to be based on where they're ranked at the end of the season. So when you look, it's no longer going to be like, you know, conference championships. If you look at last year's top four teams, it was Oregon, it was Georgia, Boise State, and Arizona State. Now, this year, it'll be how you see it at the end of the season. Because last year, Penn State and Texas were both in the top four, but they didn't get a first-round bye because they both lost their conference championship games, where Arizona State won theirs and Boise won theirs. So there was this, like, way of saying, well, we got to give the conference champions more over the teams that lost in the conference championship. So I like what college football is doing with that, because now you'll see the four best teams ranked at the end of the season will be the four teams that get the bye. And then they're looking at in 2026 where they go from 12 to 16, which I hope they do that. But I do like the fact that they did change that whole seeding process now. So you'll be able to watch that this year. And who knows, maybe Bill Belichick is in the playoffs.
I would hope for his sake that he is.
Yeah,
I think,
me too.
I hate expanding the playoffs to 16 teams. The college football season, the best game all year, every year for my money, outside of BC and Wake Forest, is Ohio State-Michigan. And last year, Michigan upset the crap out of Ohio State. We had the battle at midfield. Don't put a flag on our logo. And we had that for weeks. And then Ohio State won the national championship because they still got into the playoff. Who cares about that game now? That game should decide something, and now it doesn't decide anything.
Well, the problem is, I get what you're saying, but when you start to look...
You can't cheapen the regular season. That's what makes football great.
But I think when you start to look at it, the college football, they love the playoff element, right? So adding four more teams is just going to add to the interest of the whole college football experience, not just Michigan and Ohio State. And I agree with you, the game is great. But if Michigan's not very good and Ohio State's good, the game is kind of like meaningless. It doesn't really mean anything.
No, but it meant a lot to Michigan because maybe they thought if we win this game, we ruin the season for our biggest rival. And now I also feel like if you add it to 16, then Georgia, USC, whatever the best team of the year is, they're just going to sit their starters in the conference championship game.
Yeah.
Because why would I get an injury here? I mean, you can't cheapen that. The final 2 weeks, the rivalry Saturday and then the next weekend of the conference championship games, will likely mean far less, and those are two of the best days.
But they don't really kind of mean anything now, because if you look at Texas, and that's one, they lost to Georgia in the conference championship game, and they were a team that still, you know, make the playoffs. So it's when you're looking at those games now, especially the conference championship games, they don't really mean anything because of the playoffs. And I'd rather the playoffs, because there's teams like Tennessee or some of these other teams that don't get into the conference championship that are still, you know, interesting to watch during the playoffs.
All right, Wiggy. Great lead from Wiggy. Very happy with it.
All right.
Job well done,
Wiggy.
Thank
you. Thank you, brother.
How many slices did you put down?
I put down one of the individual.
One pie.
Yeah, one pie.
Yeah, same.
Mushroom and onion. Mushroom, onion, and green pepper.
Okay. We are at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. Is the bar open yet? I don't know if it's or not yet.
Oh.
Okay. We'll get that open. We'll ask Dave.
All right.
I want to thank Dave, our host.
Oh, the best.
Last night and this morning. Both of these places are incredible, and I want to thank Dave for having us here, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.